Now, it should be easier after a long break to be back in your seats on time and ready to start, you know, when the bell goes off at 2:30. So I'm waiting for the crowd to settle down. Begin by settling the body in its natural state. Identifying tension and relaxing it. Identifying turbulent energy. And releasing it. Discover the natural, relaxed ease, stillness, and vigilant attention when you stop doing tension, agitation. And with that relaxation and release, discover the effortless silence of the natural state of speech. And upon this relaxation and silence, discover the natural state of the mind. An awareness that is still, spacious, and able to illuminate appearances without becoming them, without being fused with them and set in motion along with them. This natural state of awareness is the stillness that is referred to in stillness and motion. Rest in this still, spacious, natural state of awareness. But because you're not in single-pointed samadhi, likely at this point in the practice, your awareness also knows other things. There are sounds in the environment. Sensations of the body. And because they are always in motion, the sensations that you may notice most are sensations of the breath. This ever-changing dynamic experience, the tactile sensations of the breath. So in a Sangha's approach, now simply know with 80% of your awareness that your awareness remains still and spacious. Let that be the one thing, or primary thing, that your awareness knows. But peripherally, know the tactile sensations of the breath wherever they occur in the body. Know the difference between the stillness of your awareness and the movement of these tactile sensations of the breath. This is the first skill to learn. When we undertake the four modes of mindfulness, if you don't get this one, the difference, knowing it immediately, directly, the difference between stillness and motion, you don't go further. And now, in an instant, shift that peripheral awareness from the tactile domain to the mental domain and know the breath directly, knowing it as rhythm, meaning simply is it a long rhythm or a short rhythm? your primary awareness remains still and spacious. And continuous introspective awareness knows that it is still and spacious. And your peripheral awareness simply knows the rhythm of the breath directly, immediately, just as the potter knows the rhythm of his wheel is long or short. Know the difference between the stillness of your awareness and the movement of the rhythm of the breath. Know the difference between the stillness of your awareness and the movement of the rhythm of the breath. And then have a simultaneous knowing of this stillness and motion by seeing the big context. Movement is arising within still, spacious awareness. And the space doesn't contract to the size of the movement. A movement arises, is present for some time, and dissolves back into the space from which it arose. All within awareness, your knowing, stillness and motion. mental appearances are bound to bubble up. Thoughts, memories, images. You can't suppress them. Simply note them as soon as they arise. And the bubble will burst before even fully forming. If thoughts have arisen and intruded before you note them, release them on the exhalation into space. Note the rhythm of the breath. And note the state of your stillness. Is a distracted mind associated with a long breath or a short breath? Is a serene mind, glassy calm like a sea that can reflect even the stars, is that associated with a long breath or a short breath? Know the difference between the stillness of your awareness and the movement that arises within the space of the mind. So we'll take a 6-minute break, and the next session will begin at precisely 3:00. And so be on time if you plan to be here. And so this door is closed for a reason. And I don't know if there's a door on the library or not, but if there is, then we'll close that one first. And then make sure both doors are closed. And then, as the sign says, if the door is closed, you've missed the session. So don't sneak in and think that nobody is going to notice or that I'm not going to notice. And so the point is, so then, you know, there are other things that you can do outside. You know, you can meditate, but just don't plan to meditate in the room here if you've missed the session. You're late. And then also by, you know, when the appointed moment arrives, you know, 3:00, so we'll say 3:01 at this point, be ready to meditate. So be settled in your position and don't, you know, still be making your nest or whatever. It takes a little while for all the people of the group to get tuned up. I realize that. It takes a little while. But, you know, so it takes, in order to get tuned up, it takes my constant urging for the malingerers to tune up. So we'll be starting precisely on time as a courtesy to all the people who are in this community meditating. Thank you.